Some hospitals in Wisconsin have done a lot to keep older, experienced employees from leaving. Lighten the workload, schedule better hours, or, say, improve lighting. But many employees in key positions are over age 55, and sooner or later, they'll retire. Hospitals are trying to gauge how many nurses, therapists, and pharmacists they'll need. Jody Johnson is Vice President of Workforce and Clinical Practice at the Wisconsin Hospital Association. She says since the recession, hospital hiring has been flat.
Right now, we are in a holding pattern. Baby boomers are not retiring as expected due to economic concerns. So at some point, we will see them retire, and hospitals are now planning for this shift.
The Wisconsin Hospital Association says about 20% or more of workers who deal directly with patients are over age 55. This includes registered nurses, pharmacists, respiratory therapists, and laboratory technicians.
We could see a large number of them retire in a short period of time, or we could see a slow trickle of retirement. It's really dependent on that particular nurse and the accommodations they may receive within the hospital as far as work-life balance or scheduling. So there's a varied number of factors that could affect when they retire.
The current vacancy rate for nurses statewide is 6.8%. Shemay Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.